Would you pray with me? Come, Holy Ghost, our hearts inspire. Enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters. And if you are not with us, then nothing else matters. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, good morning. It's a joy and a delight to be with you this morning. Some of you might recognize me. I was here in February just a few days ago, right? I look familiar. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Tommy Rogers, the executive director of Bishop Anderson House at Rush University Medical Center. And you have to laugh at this joke. I told it in February, but I have to tell you again. You know, as an Episcopal priest, it's really hard to find a Monday through Friday job, but I managed to do it when I became a hospital chaplain. So I have Sundays free because you all have expectations that priests should come and, like, you know, lead worship or celebrate the Eucharist or preach, right? So, you know, I don't have to do that. I get to pick and choose. So it's a lot of fun to visit different churches all over the diocese. And Emmanuel has a special place in my heart because I think you all are doing some really neat, wonderful things here. So it's a joy and a delight to be back with you this morning. Well, I'm a little interactive, if you don't remember, so I have some questions for you. Everyone's had their coffee, right? So you're ready? I see a few heads. There we go, in the very back. Yes! They are ready. So I'm just going to go straight to the back and ask them every question. The rest of y'all are off the hook. the front row is clapping. That's really great. Y'all are a lot more fun than 8. Don't tell 8 o'clockers I said that, though. So who knows what season of the church year we're in? Advent. Oh, wow, everyone got that one. I'm really impressed. Well, I thought this morning about just coming out this morning and saying Happy New Year, but I thought you all might be a little worried that I was, like, time traveling and moving. But in the Christian church, this is the beginning of a new year. I mean, it's brand new. It's fresh. If you noticed, one of the things is we've switched gospel readings. This past year, we heard from the Gospel of Mark since we were in year B. Now we're in year C, which I know means a whole lot to all of you that are sitting in the pews. So now we're listening. So it was Matthew, Mark, Luke. So year C, we're going to hear a whole lot from Luke, which you just heard a little bit from. So that's a little bit of the why. You also probably noticed that the colors are different today, right? So we've been in green a really long time. Ordinary time feels like it will never end. Then you get a little white for probably All Saints and Christ the King. So everything represents newness, difference, and freshness. I have to be honest with you, this is actually one of my favorite seasons of the Christian year. But it's a little ironic because I do not have the gift of patience. Anyone else with me in that? Please tell me I'm not alone. Thank you. Yeah, please, yes, both hands. I'm seeing a lot of confessions, so yes. Father Rosa will be here hearing confessions next week. I think it's really important to know, like, who we are personality-wise. And patience just has never been a gift for mine. So, like, a few weeks ago, September, I think it was, I was going to Target, and I was, you know, time to stock up on Halloween candy. And here are Christmas trees already. Now, that's a little too soon for me, because it feels like we've missed something when we move too soon. And I think that's the downside to being a person that doesn't have patience, is how much in life I miss because I'm racing or I'm planning for the next thing. So Advent invites me for these 4 weeks getting ready for Christmas to slow down, to take a deep breath, and to wait, which is not a gift that I have. So I had two images that came to me this week as I was kind of giving some thought to waiting and expectation. Many years ago, my nieces and nephews were toddlers. And so my brother and sister and all their kids were over at Thanksgiving. And as you can imagine, they absolutely destroyed the house. It's what they do when they're toddlers. You know, toys are everywhere. And so the thing that we would do when they were having nap time was to prepare for when they woke up again. You all know what that is? Yep. You're running around the house with the Clorox wipes trying to keep people from getting sick. You're putting the toys back in the toy boxes, only to have them wake up and undo everything you did. But it was a really nice lesson to learn about that waiting. And I'll be honest, they were at fun ages, so I was ready for them to wake up. I was ready to play with them again, even though it was a lot of work and a lot of waiting. This past week, I was actually in Oklahoma City, which is my hometown, and it's actually a small miracle I'm here with you today. Thank God for good weather yesterday, and thank God for no mechanical issues on a flight, because I was actually in Oklahoma City to bury my grandmother. She was 95 years old, and on Monday, she was transferred from a hospital into inpatient hospice care. And one of the beautiful things about the end-of-life piece from my grandmother, she was 95, so she'd not only seen her kids grow up, but grandkids, great-great-grandkids even, had been born, was the way that the family just held vigil. It was really beautiful. And there were so many things I didn't know about my grandmother and so many stories, believe it or not, that I got to hear. And I think that's a little bit about what Advent's about too, that waiting and that expectation and that hope of a better life, that hope of the world to come, that hope for a time when pain and suffering are no more. To me, all of those are tied into Advent and themes for us to remember. I have to tell you one funny story because it's just so powerful this past week to me. So my grandmother had a nickname. Her nickname, and it's nothing embarrassing, otherwise I wouldn't tell you all. Her nickname was Wink. I never knew where that nickname came from. And so we're all sitting around as a family and we're telling stories. And her youngest brother told me that he couldn't pronounce her real name. Her given name was Juanita. So when she was a little girl, the only name that they could say, that he could say, was Wink. And so that nickname stuck. That was a story I never knew. But just imagine if I didn't have the patience to stop, to slow down, to drop everything, and to be present with family, the gift I would have missed out on. So these next 4 weeks, I have an invitation for you as we move through Advent. Look around you in your life and see where God is inviting you to stop and slow down and to breathe. Our society, our culture values getting things done, of moving forward, of drinking coffee so we can like work longer and work harder. And yet the Christian tradition and Advent invite us to do something different, to stop, to pause, to wait, and to wait in expectant hope. So I hope you'll do that these next few weeks. My hunch is if you'll slow down, Christmas will be so much more rich. And one last piece of advice, you didn't ask for advice, but I'll give it to you. Say no in Advent. You don't have to go to every Christmas party. You don't have to go to everything. Make space for yourself. And in doing so, maybe you'll make space for the Christ child to be born once again inside you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.